It's an honor and privilege to be standing in front of you this morning as chair of the National Biodiesel Board. The continued success of NBB is no accident. It's been a collaboration of members with vision, funders, dedicated and passionate staff and contractors, caring and hardworking committee members, and also, very importantly, hardworking and dedicated leadership representing you, the membership, on our governing board. Allow me to take this time to offer a special thank you to Gary Hare for his strong leadership and commitment over the last 3 years. And to acknowledge today's governing board. So Gary, would you and the entire governing board please stand and be recognized for all the work you do. Thank you. So here I am, a New York City boy born in the borough of Queens. Who would have thought? I'm not a farmer, not a Midwesterner, not a producer. However, as the first NBB chair that's not a farmer, nor a Midwesterner, or a producer, we still have so much in common. So please allow me to share with you my personal connection first to agriculture, and then as an NBB member and businessman. Some of my fond childhood memories and my earliest work experiences involve farmers and agricultural distribution. In the early 1930s, my grandfather sold fruits and vegetables from a horse and buggy in Harlem and the Bronx. In 1935, he leased space in the newly built Bronx Terminal Market, located 100 yards from Yankee Stadium. At that time, it was an extension of the famed Washington Produce Market, located on the West 14th Street in Manhattan, now called the Meatpacking District. It's now the home of hotspots and chic late night clubs, and yes, where some of you have been spotted and been known to frequent. My father joined Grandpa after World War II, buying and selling produce to large retail fruit and vegetable stores, supermarkets, and restaurants. As a youngster, my dad would allow me to tag along and go to work until I was old enough to carry my own weight. Unloading and loading trucks, sitting shotgun making truck deliveries between the double parked cars, and as a late man in the warehouse bargaining to sell off produce that was left late in the day. Those experiences afforded me an early appreciation for farmers and how smart and educated they must be to sustain their business. That appreciation has grown into learning about the complexities and challenges of bringing all products to market. My grandparents, mother, and father truly taught me and laid the basis for my high business values and work ethic. Over the years, it's been my wife, Arlene, daughters, Jamie and Jessica, son-in-law, David, and my grandsons, Dylan and Ryder, with whom I hope to share the passion and values of my parents and grandparents instilled in me. And today, they're out playing in the snow. In my petroleum industry career, I've always gravitated to business development, supply, and distribution. In 1998, I played a major role pioneering ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel, having it commercially available in 2000, and leading the nation in availability 10 years before an EPA fleet mandate. Also in 2000, we began supplying biodiesel, and over the decades, supplying other products to stay ahead and be a leader in the fuels industry. In 2006, Sprague became the first petroleum company to become a BQ 9000 certified marketer as we opened the first rack injection blending biodiesel terminal in the Northeast. In 2004, I became active in NBB, attending my first conference in 2005. Now, although at that time I heard NBB was a farmer organization, I soon found out that it was truly a much broader coalition. Across the biodiesel industry, we owe a tremendous debt to the farmers who started it all. They envisioned an industry that didn't exist, and in 1993, created the National Soy Diesel Development Board. In 1994, the farmers voted to change the name to the National Biodiesel Board to encourage a broader coalition of members. But hardly anyone showed up. The young association was at a make or break point by 1999. Some farmers were ready to invest elsewhere. The organization hired a new, young CEO poised to move NBB forward, named Joe Job. There was an increased effort to reach out to other groups, and for the first time, companies and other feedstock interests began joining. The industry hung tough and came together as never before, achieving key policy successes. Throughout my professional career, success has hinged on building coalitions and developing solid partnerships. From working closely with the EPA to commercially introduce ultra-low sulfur diesel fuel to working with policymakers, legislators, and environmental organizations to promote clean air and sustainability. And that's also been our NBB history of success. Partnering across the industry, tapping our individual strengths and networks. Shared goals, shared determination, and strong partnerships, and all built the industry while creating jobs, sustainability, and energy independence. For the past 15 years, NBB has placed a high priority on public policy. Policy matters. It makes a tremendous difference. We all witnessed this last year, how effective the complementary policies of the tax credit, the RFS, and state policies were in stimulating our industry and the economy. And for such a small industry, we have always punched above our weight class. Unlike industries that have divided their voice and their resources, we have remained strong and unified. Now, this is quite a feat when you consider we represent one of the most diverse industries imaginable. We have large and small producers, fuel marketers, distributors, feedstock producers, processors, and many more. We are regionally diverse, feedstock diverse, technology diverse, and recently expanded to include renewable diesel companies. These companies are represented here today, and we welcome them. They know how effective it is to work together towards the same policy goals. Goals we will look at more closely later in today's session. During the past year, we had major successes, from record-breaking production of more than 1.7 billion gallons and being on pace for more than 2 billion gallons of annual production, to achieving 90% of all biodiesel sales sourced from accredited BQ 9000 producers. We have also had a few wins at the local and state levels with biodiesel and bioheat. And as you may hear or may not hear at the conference, we've achieved much, much more. Today, NBB represents every facet of the biodiesel industry, and that's among our greatest achievements, as it is certainly a vital element of our strength as an industry and a trade organization. We have been strong, and we are strong as an industry. We were strong in pushing and achieving for the initial tax credit and effective in winning it back in 2012 and 2013, despite a ferocious legislative gridlock. We have a proven product and technology. But we are still young and a growing industry, which needs government support to grow to the next level and build the required infrastructure to stand on its own. We share common goals and share in the pride of quality and the positive impacts that biodiesel has for consumers, our environment, and our economy. Now more than ever, we need each of you, members and non-members alike, to stand together strong. We encourage non-members to join NBB, not just because of the value NBB brings and all the association does for the industry, but because as an industry, we are under attack. We need to channel our collective strength with a focused common purpose and through an unyielding and consistent voice. We need strong, loud, unified voices to the EPA on rulemaking and increasing the biodiesel volume under the RFS. We must be unified going to the Hill to speak with legislators and ensure they understand the true value of biodiesel and the industry's need for fair support through the tax credit. I have full faith that we can all and will amplify our strength through our common purpose. And as we do, we are going to win this together. Now, our original goals and objectives remain a constant from what I guess we can call the grand old biodiesel days, the desire to build and expand uses of waste streams. In today's terms, we desire sustainability. We desire to reduce emissions. We desire to reduce singular dependence on oil and aim to bring choice to consumers by diversifying our fuel supply. And behold, as a result, biodiesel increases jobs, creates new businesses, and overall adds to the economy in both rural and urban areas. The next few months are critical to our industry. It seems like we always hit a roadblock, but we overcome it. It will take all our resources to meet this challenge, and we are up for the task. But we need you to assist in this quest more than ever. Call us what you want: a team, a collaboration, a coalition, a fraternity, or just plain family. The bottom line is, from the inception of NBB, everyone associated has always pulled together for the common good, for the common goal, and today is no different. We will be proactive and strong to continue the significant growth of the benefits of biodiesel, and together we will make it happen. Thank you again for the honor to serve you, and I am eager to continue the great work of my predecessors. Thank you.